The majority of the Baltimore County Council is defying County Executive Kevin Kamenetz over his plans to build a new Delaney High School. WYPR's John Lee reports that members of both parties sent a letter to Kamenetz yesterday, telling him they will block the project from getting off the ground this year.
You can hear the anger in Councilman Tom Quirk's voice over this. Quirk is a Democrat, and he's letting his fellow Democrat, County Executive Kamenetz, have it over his decision to build a new Delaney High School, a school expected to cost around $140 million months before he's leaving office.
And I refuse to stand by and let the county executive try to get all the credit and then get all the pain to the next county executive, next county council. It's irresponsible, and it's politics at its worst.
In the letter to Kamenetz, Quirk and five other council members, three of them fellow Democrats, said they will axe from the coming year's budget planning money for a new Delaney High. They say something that expensive should be left to the next council and county executive to decide. They also see it as a reversal by Kamenetz, who last year said the cost of a new Delaney was not justified. Republican Councilman Wade Katch was the only one who did not sign the letter. Delaney High is in his district. Katch supports Kamenetz on this and says he is outraged and upset at his fellow council members.
The letter today caught me totally by surprise.
Katch says supporters of a new Delaney High School proved their case. And what really irks Katch is that the Delaney crowd has also supported a new Lansdowne High School in Quirk's district in southwest Baltimore County.
This is just such a slap in the face to our community.
The county executive was unavailable for comment, but his chief of staff, Don Moeller, released a statement regarding the council's letter. It said a new Delaney High School with 350 additional seats will help ease crowding in the central part of the county. And Moeller argued no such enrollment issues exist in Lansdowne, so the administration supports a planned $60 million renovation there instead. Some in Lansdowne are seeing that as a double standard. They say Delaney is no more crowded than Lansdowne, and Lansdowne is in worse shape. They are marshaling their forces to show up at next week's school board meeting to make the case for a new Lansdowne High. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.